All in, baby!
You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 EKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. I'm not going to dog you for the ice in the cup, you know what I mean? I've made that mistake too many times myself.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. By the way, speaking of ice, let's go to the ice cream topic. They just refilled the Fat Boy freezer, so I'm going to avoid going that. So there's two ways to get to the studio. I'm going to avoid going that direction.
It's a good plan.
Because they even put the cone ones. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
And the nut sundae. Whoa. Yeah. Get out of here, Fat Boy ice cream. I don't need you in my life. I'm trying to listen. People go, oh, when you do the soda weight loss thing, is it like, don't you get mad when you can't have, you know, those treats and stuff? And I go, listen, I've had a lifetime of, had more treats than you could ever have. Like, so that's the point. When you get a big old butt like mine, the reason you get it is because you had
You know who Ron White is?
Yes.
Tater Salad?
Yes.
He's been sober for 16 months now.
Oh, I was going to say, don't say years because he's doing
16 months. And he goes, look, he goes, I've had enough drinks for a lifetime.
Yeah,
so I've had enough.
I have said that same argument about myself and the food situation. So there you go. By the way, in case you didn't know, the G League has got their playoffs going on. So the Blue Coats are currently leading the Go-Go. Where are the Go-Go's located?
Las Vegas.
I mean, I thought that myself.
Atlantic City.
Mac McClung, remember him? Dunk champion.
Yeah.
He plays for the Blue Coats. So. Yeah. Oh, they're the D.C. Go-Go? Oh, the Capital City Go-Go. What are they known for? Is Washington, D.C. known for go-go dancers? I was with Scott. I would have gone with Atlantic City. So sue me for not knowing all the other G League teams besides
The Blue Coats, are they from Boston, maybe?
No, I think Philadelphia, right?
Oh, Philadelphia, because that's right.
All right. So here's the deal. But it's always like a different city in like near the big city, so. Here's what we got. What are the odds? I give you a scenario, Scott. You give me a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. I've got a couple here for you. Speaking of Philly, what are the odds Joel Embiid wins the MVP this season in the NBA? I don't buy into that idea that he didn't do himself any favors by not taking on Nikola Jokic. It's a long season, and when you're the leading scorer in the entire league for like the third year in a row, I don't know if that necessarily just gives it to him, but because I think Nikola Jokic's numbers speak for themselves. But so, what do you think? It's basically between he and the Joker.
There kind of comes a point when they go, we need to spread this around a little bit. You know, it's just like Rudy Gobert being the Defensive Player of the Year. Maybe he deserves it. Maybe he doesn't. But either way, he's probably not going to get it at third.
You don't
year.
Think?
No. So I think Joel Embiid. I think there's a high probability Joel Embiid.
What do you give me?
I'll give you I'm going to call it – I'll just go Jerry Rice, 80%.
So it's coming down to – they say this is the closest MVP race than they've probably had in years. And I'm glad. I like it when it's close. You don't want to have the same people winning this thing. I'm going to go with formerly Mie One, 81% chance. He's not passed away, but
wow.
But you don't get a lot of 80s, you know, for this Jazz team.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go 90s.
You don't get a lot of 80s for, yeah. So yeah, we were about the same.
Dude. Yeah. Scott, what are the odds that the Jets make the playoffs next year? Now, the reason I'm asking this is because with the Sacramento Kings breaking the streak since 2006, by the way, this is the last time they made the playoffs was 2006. I had just started here at KSL in 2006, the last time they made the playoffs. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that doesn't – yeah, when you're your age, that seems like a lot, but mine, it's like 2006.
That's almost 18 years, dude.
Yeah, it's not that long.
Come on.
I'll say it's actually pretty high.
Because the Jets are the next – what I'm saying is the Jets are the next longest professional team to not make the playoffs. When was the last time they made it, Jer? 2010?
With the Jets?
Yeah. 12 years. So 11. 10, 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Butt fumble?
I don't think it's that far. I don't think it's that far out of the realm the Jets will make the playoffs.
If they have
Aaron Rodgers is there.
If
yeah.
they have Aaron Rodgers, they might go to the AFC Championship.
I'll go Johnny Morton. 87% chance they'll make the playoffs. That's high.
I'm going to give it a let me see. I'm trying to think of I'm going to give it a Wayne Krabet. Was he 80?
Yeah.
Wayne Krabet, 80% chance.
Yeah, I was going to go with Wayne Krabet, actually.
Wayne Krabet. He's like a
Jets player.
I liked Wayne Krabet when he was the guy. All right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to talk about. Hey, by the way, around the corner, Rudy Gobert and the things he said about the NBA. Is he going to get fined for this? Do we know if he's gotten fined? He's talking about the obvious attempts, according to him, for the league to basically drum up how they want the playoffs to go. So we'll have that next. That's never a good look to complain about why you're not in the playoffs because everybody else is conspiring against you. We'll talk about that and much more. Stay right here with us. By the way, Ethan Millard, our buddy from Teton Wealth, my former radio partner, going to join us live in studio next Tuesday to help you with your retirement plan. So tune in, visit retireteton.com. That's retireteton.com. More to go. Stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.